This spring, the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation cut 19 employees in two rounds of layoffs. In part one of this two-part story, KDLG's Daisha Eaton introduced us to a laid-off healthcare worker and got an explanation for the layoffs from the president and CEO of the Bristol Bay Health Corporation. In part two, Eaton takes a look at the impact the layoffs are having on the Bristol Bay region.
The Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation is the largest year-round employer in Dillingham. Alice Ruby is the mayor of the city, population approximately 2,300. She says the BBAHC layoffs are sure to impact the community.
In a community the size of Dillingham especially, every job is critical. Every job lost in the community is important and makes a difference in population in the community and in revenues to the community.
In 1995, the BBAHC became a founding member of the Alaska Tribal Health Compact, which allowed them to enter into a government-to-government contract with the U.S. Congress. This allowed tribes to exercise greater control over funds designated by Congress to provide health care services for Alaska Natives. Chris Mandrigan, the director of the Alaska Area Indian Health Service, says although the IHS provides the single largest source of operating revenue to tribal organizations like the BBAHC, the corporation has complete control of the money, and Mandrigan says he doesn't have concerns over how the funds are being managed.
The Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation has a long-standing history of clean, independent financial audits. Therefore, we have no basis to be concerned about the manner with which they're expending funds that the agency awards to them. The tribal organizations have a great deal of discretion in how they develop their budget.
KDLG requested a copy of the 2010 independent audit of the BBAHC from the BBAHC to try to pinpoint what exactly led to the recent layoffs. The BBAHC denied that request, citing the Indian Self-Determination Act. KDLG also made a request for that document to the Indian Health Service under the Freedom of Information Act. That request was never filled. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says when it was clear the continuing resolutions in Washington would go on for some time, her office called around to health organizations throughout Alaska to see what the impacts would be.
We were told at that time that everybody figured that they would be able to piece it together. It has now become clear that this piecing together hasn't worked.
As Democratic Senator Mark Begich explains, the health corporations knew there would be delays this year and should have planned accordingly.
Whenever you delay funding, it is fiscally responsible for the people who do receive the funding not to go hire people when they're not sure if government will, in this case, Congress passed the budgets. And we knew there were going to be impacts. I mean, I talked about it.
There's no way of knowing which jobs were cut in which departments, but several former employees say most of the cuts were to direct service providers, and that ticks them off. Don Klein was let go during the time of the layoffs. He alleges he was fired from his position as a counselor in the Behavioral Health Department at BBAHC after 24 years with the corporation because he spoke out against the targeting of direct service providers.
Mostly they've cut people who have worked a lot of years, so they're high on the payroll. And most of the people that they've cut have been people that provide direct service to the clients, which is, of course, their mission.
Klein also alleges that if the BBAHC executive board would have tightened their own belt, they could have saved those direct service providers' jobs.
They've been holding their executive board meetings once a month in Anchorage. It's very expensive. They get a consultant fee of about $350 a day, in addition to room and board and other expenses. So we're looking at a huge amount of money being spent on a meeting that's held in Anchorage when they could have it in Dillingham, but they don't.
And how many board members are there?
12. Just do the math. One meeting is at least $100,000.
I brought Klein's allegations back to Robert Clark, the president and CEO of the BBAHC. In a letter responding to the allegations, he wrote, quote, "There was no targeting of service providers. Cuts were made in many areas over a wide range of salary grades." In reference to the allegations of lavish spending by the executive board on meetings in Anchorage, he wrote that the executive board meets, quote, 10 months of the year, 7 of those meetings are in Dillingham, and 3 are in Anchorage for business reasons. Claims of costs up to $100,000 for each meeting are wildly exaggerated. The board conscientiously manages meeting costs. Back at Debbie Coolidge's house in Aleknagik, she's packing up. She says she's ready to move on from the layoffs. She's taking a job with the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium in Sitka. She says what worries her isn't the big move she has ahead or the fact that it's too expensive to barge all her stuff to Sitka or that her kids have to start high school in a new city. It's the message that the layoffs send to the next generation of Native people who want to come back home to serve their communities.
I mean, what does that tell the community? That tells every single one of those students, every single one of those young people, why get an education? Because you're not going to have anything here to come home to.
The next allotment of federal funds is scheduled for distribution to tribal health organizations at the beginning of the fiscal year in October. Clark with the BBAHC says if there are further delays or cuts to funding, both of which are likely, there could be more layoffs at the BBAHC. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.